City leaders in Tecumseh say new housing and commercial development could reshape the community in 2026, following a busy year for the Planning Commission and recent approvals by the City Commission. Mayor Brian Redant says interest from developers is beginning to translate into real projects across the city.
We're starting to see a lot of economic growth in Tecumseh. There was a lot of commercial site plans at the West End, the 1200 block. There's a fueling station that was approved. As far as residential goes, Lone Oak Properties that entered into a tax increment financing, a housing TIF, that is going to bring 37 residential homes to that subdivision. The rest of that subdivision is really taking off as well. We've had interest from other contractors that have in the past talked to us about some residential projects, and they are looking at getting those underway.
City officials say the Planning Commission spent much of last year reviewing site plans, zoning updates, and development proposals, including changes to the city's ordinance code to better align with modern construction standards. During a recent City Commission meeting, members approved several routine items tied to long-term planning, including land use agreements and infrastructure-related measures. Redant says the city's focus now is on how growth affects the broader community, including schools, workforce development, and future business recruitment.
Oh, it's going to be great to see the housing get to take off. You know, you drive northeast of here and you see a lot of housing. So it's good to finally bring some of those folks to Tecumseh to help improve the talent base that we've got and keep building off from our residents. I think it's going to help the school district as well to bring families to the city.
Redant says additional residential construction could also help attract new employers, including interest tied to Tecumseh Technology Park. City leaders say several projects are expected to move forward this year as developers continue conversations with planning officials. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.